broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett. This is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Good morning and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I am Dennis Bonin, and alongside me is my sidekick, Randy Hicks. Randy, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Dennis, and yourself.
Excellent.
It's a great day, just coming off Mother's Day weekend, wonderful Mother's Day weekend. And how about those Braves, by the way, Justin Upton? Wasn't that a rocket home run yesterday?
Yes, we needed it. After a three-game losing streak, we sure could use that win. Okay, Partners for Success is a show that's highlighted and promotes many of Atlanta's outstanding businesses and business leaders. Let's get started today and introduce some of our guests. Joining us is Rob Donahue, owner and operator of Investigative Home Inspections, headquarters in Buford, Georgia. And also we have Tom Sheldon, owner and operator of Pesco Exterminators, also in Buford, Georgia.
A lot of things happening in the Big B.
Yes, there is. Buford's a hot town. All right. Let's start with Rob Donahue with Investigative Home Inspections.
Rob, welcome to the show today.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Thank you, Dennis. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
Well, basically, in 1996, I started Investigative Home Inspection. I am what is called a code-certified home inspection. And what we do is we help educate buyers when they're purchasing real estate, and that's any type of real estate in the Atlanta area. It could be new construction, resale, foreclosed homes.
Interesting. Well, I guess the first question would, of course, be, why would you want to use a full-time inspector?
Well, that's a great question. With inspections, we have to be certified in the area, and for new construction, that's cable certification. And what that basically means, we're going to go out there with the code book, just like the county inspector, but we're working for the buyer. There's no one else in our pockets. Our representation is educating that person of the mechanical and structural components of that home, whether it's HVAC, drainage, framing, insulation. It's very important that they get someone on their side to represent them and give them the information they properly need to buy that home.
I understand. And as part of this, too, you include a lot of other things such as?
Well, we do home inspections, our main business. We also code and certified for indoor air quality, and that's for mold, M-O-L-D, not molds that are in the ground. We get a lot of confusion with that. And also radon inspections.
Rob, let me ask you this. Mold's a big issue these days.
Sure is.
With foreclosed and bank-flipped homes. You know, give us a little insight about mold.
Well, Dennis, mold is one of those issues that every home has. And the question is, do you have elevated levels? Mold is just naturally in our environment. It's outside. It's in the trees and plants. So it obviously comes indoors. But what we're finding, especially with the foreclosed and bank-flipped homes, is that homes have been left vacant. And when a home is vacant, that means the systems have been turned off, like the HVAC, and relative humidity and dampness will end up perforating itself into the interior walls, into the basement, and allowing mold to spore out, because that is one of the main ingredients for mold to grow, and that moisture. So back in 2007, when we knew that was going to be a big market and a lot of things happening here in the Atlanta area, I took them on myself to take my company down to Florida, and we purchased a certified mold sniffing dog, and her name is Maggie the Mold Dog. And that is just one of those tools that we use in our toolbox to come into residential and commercial buildings, for that matter, with our mold inspection, and actually help pinpoint where the mold is coming from. Because you guys remember I said earlier, mold is everywhere in the air, but if it's hidden inside the walls and the baseboards and the floor and the HVAC system, it's not always easy to see by the human eye. That's where we take the detection of Maggie, our mold-sniffing dog, to come in, who sniffed parts per trillion, to help me locate where that mold is.
Rob, that's awesome. You know, these days dogs are used for narcotics. They're used for bombs. So we find them sniffing out on planes, luggage, cars. I never thought mold. Was there some training that went on with Maggie?
Yes, Dennis, there is. Maggie came from a certified place location which is the Florida Canine Academy, and Bill Wistein is one of the renowned people who has done training for both the government and fire department and police. So Maggie came with 1,000 hours of training prior to anyone taking possession of taking the canine out into the service. And my training was for 7 days, was actually learn how to handle a professionally trained dog to take her out into the field.
Wow, that's great.
And that's really something that kind of differentiates your business from a lot of other mold inspectors.
Well, Randy, it's a good point because, you know, a lot of times mold is very visible. I mean, I can go into a lot of homes and see it growing on walls and in baseboards. So the average person can actually detect it just from the eyesight. But it's the hidden mold that, like, remediation companies will have a problem with. That they'll have a failure in a test is where else could that mold be emitting from into the air? And when you've got a wall that's covered up and you've got 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 square feet of an area of a home or a business that is failing air samples, they want to pinpoint. So that's what I thought was unique that I could bring to the table, that the dogs are trained. They don't know how to lie. They're trained and rewarded by their scent of smell. So when Maggie comes in, she's ready to work, and she's 90% accurate. So there's really nothing out there that can beat that accuracy.
Wow. That's terrific. And I can see how that would make you stand apart from a lot of your competitors.
Sure does.
You know, back on the home inspection side, I'm thinking of selling my house soon. Should I get the house inspected before I put it up on the market?
That's a great question. And in this market right now, we're in both a buyer's and a seller's market, which is very unique for the real estate industry here in Atlanta. And that means that if you're looking to sell your home, if you want to get top value for your home, because a lot of people are saying, you know, in the last few years, I've lost a lot of value because of the market crash. But a properly prepared home with a pre-inspection, making sure the roofing and the drainage and the HVAC systems are working, when you get a qualified, certified buyer who's ready to act, they're going to want to buy something that they can move in, that's move-in ready, not something they have to put money into.
And how long does it really take to do an inspection?
An average inspection starts anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. It just depends on the amount of square footage. And the way that I have done this for the last 17 years is that home inspections is a two-part process. And my process is I go in at the beginning and do the inspection of the home, find out what I need to know, because every home is different. And the last part of it is when the buyer comes in with me. I believe that education is really key, that it should be more than just an inspection. It should also be an educational process for you to learn about your home as you move into it.
Okay. And what's really the most unusual thing that you've seen on a home inspection?
Boy, that's going to be a good question. We've seen everything. I mean, everything to a point where half the foundation was missing. But I was actually sharing a story with a client yesterday, which she was kind of nervous about. She was the first-time home buyer. We were walking up, and I said, I hope things go well. And I always try to bring a little humor into this. So I said, well, you passed the first test. And she said, what's that? I said, the home is here. Because back in the day in 2007, it was in April, we were having a lot of those tornadoes that came ripping through Norcross and over in Peachtree Industrial Area. I was scheduled on Wednesday morning to do a framing inspection on a new construction lot. And when I drove up to the lot, I had to check to make sure the address was right, because the house was missing because the tornado took it away the night before.
Wow.
So
I hope everybody was okay.
Well, and it worked out better because the buyer 3 weeks later found the house in a neighborhood she was really looking for, and she was actually – it was one door closes, another one opens in this business.
Wow. Rob, here's a question, a good question for you. Is radon – an issue in Georgia? I hear that quite often.
Dennis, that's a great question. And radon is big everywhere in the country, but especially in Georgia. The EPA has done a survey, and they have a map and EPA on the radon that shows areas of 40% or more of the homes that were tested had high levels of radon. And believe it or not, I call it the outer arc, and that's the Georgia 20 from Stone Mountain west out towards Cumming, in that area. So we're talking Buford, Hamilton Mill, Lawrenceville, all those areas, and even in my business in the last 17 years doing radon, you will find areas that it's really, have dangerous levels, and that's at the lowest level of the house too, Dennis. I want to explain that radon is an issue, especially with homes with unfinished and finished basements.
Okay.
Well, symptomatically, how would one know? How do you know that you need to have a radon check?
Well, Randy, a lot of times people will have a radon test done during the real estate process, which you're given a due diligence period, which when you sign a contract, you get 5, 7, or 10 days to have certain inspections conducted. But for an average homeowner, they won't know. You can't radon, you can't see, smell, taste it. It is just in the air, and it's because of air movement that is an issue. And I want to bring out a point that it has nothing to do with the actual construction of the home that fails for radon. It's the uranium gas that comes up through the soil and finds its way into close proximities, whether it's through a plumbing pipe, which is your sewer, your water, or small hairline cracks in the foundation or just gap when it gets into that basement. So the only certifiable way to have that done is to have a long-term radon test done. You can get a quick test from the Home Depots and Lowe's or Ace Hardware's, where they have the little charcoal canister. That'll give you a real rough preliminary. And then we usually get calls because we have a calibrated machine that gives us 60 hours of testing, and it gives us the reading every hour to what the level of radon is in that home.
So I don't have to be buying a home to get a radon test?
No, you don't. If you know if someone is going to be reinvesting back into their home, they have a house with an unfinished basement, and they're looking to put maybe an in-law suite or a teen suite, or, hey, we all like theaters, right? So if you're looking to spend a good amount of time, it would be a good idea to have the test done prior, because then we can build the mitigation system into the walls around that finished basement, and no one will ever know that you have it.
So, Rob, if you're going to build a house,
yes,
probably one of the first steps you'd want to do is test the soil or make sure that there's...
Well, Dennis, they have certain materials they can put down. A lot of builders don't make the extra investment. But what I would say, if you're building a home, the best thing I would do is have them rough pipe the mitigation pipe system into the foundation slab in the walls while you're building it. So that way, if you do have a radon problem after it's closed, all they need to do is hook up the fan system and you're already ready to go. It's a very minimal investment. Worst case scenario, if the home is already built, a mitigation system can run anywhere from $1,200 to $1,800 for the system. And basic testing is anywhere from $150 to $195 to have the radon done in their home.
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting. Do you, can we find out more information on that?
Yes, there's two sites you can find that. Always you can go to the EPA site under radon, but we also have a radon section of our website at investigativehomeinspection.com, and it just shows the systems that we use, the machinery that we use, and also the implications of long-term exposure to radon, which is lung cancer. So, again, there are no symptoms other than when it's too late to know you may have a radon problem in your home.
Very good. Well, that's interesting. Your business seems multi-tiered. Where do you see your business going in the next 5 years?
That is interesting. We're growing because of our long-term exposure. We were able to survive the last 3 years of the down crash market in the real estate. And the reason being is because we have home, mold, and radon in our service. So we don't just focus on one thing. We focus on all different types of tools and safety features for homes that the homeowner should know about. So we're actually bringing on more home inspectors because of the amount of calls and the relationship that we have built with real estate agents and mortgage professionals in the Atlanta area. So it's going to be more so on the mold. Mold is always going to be in the environment. People are always going to be concerned about that. And there are a lot of health questions. You know, does mold create or cause asthma issues or respiratory problems? And the answer is yes and no. So testing and preventative maintenance, I would really like that would be in preventative stuff, like people with crawl spaces, educate them. They need to seal that crawl space up. They need to get dehumidification in the crawl space and also in unfinished basements. So we're really gearing toward the educational part of that and helping the homeowners.
Very good.
You know, Rob, you mentioned preventative and we're looking to actually put our house up for sale in the near future, probably in a year or so. And instead of getting blindsided, sounds like to me the best thing to do is have a pre-inspection so I can understand what needs to be fixed, what needs to be adjusted, approached, and what budget. Of course, there's some funds that will need to be dished out. So,
well, the one thing I've noticed, Dennis, with a lot of home buyers is they want to feel comfortable about the purchase of a home. They know they're going to be buying a used home. And what they like to see is that the homeowner has actually invested into their home and took part in that. Because I've always said some of the best homes I've been in are homeowners who have the disposable income. When something breaks, they fix it. They maintain and taken care of the home. So when a buyer comes in and they see that, they're like, this is a home and not a house. And there's a big difference. They have treated it well. They've updated it. So we all know that everything wears out. I mean, a home doesn't last forever. Roofs are 15, 20 years. Heating system, 20, 25 years. And water tanks up to 10 to 15 years. So if people see that they're replacing them and they know that they're keeping it up, they're going to want to buy that home. And they're going to want to pay top dollar for that home.
Well, and it's like you said, a lot of the things that come up are odorless or you can't see them. So it's always good to take the time to prepare than to be shocked.
Yeah, I would probably say at least 8 out of 10 homeowners have no idea that they even have a moisture problem with mold in their home or any idea that radon even exists.
Great. Do you also test for carbon monoxide?
We do light carbon monoxide testing through when we're doing the inspection on the heating system. But the carbon monoxide is, I like to leave that to true professional, which is certified HVAC contractors, which is heating, air conditioning, and ventilation companies, because you got to look at the flue pipes, you got to look at the rise, you got to look at how many units are in there. So our job is to make sure that the flue rise is correct. And if further assistance go in, you bring up a great point. Home inspection, to a lot of people, it's like going to your doctor, your primary care specialist. You go in, you think you have a small problem, and they look at you, they give you the x-ray, and they say, you know what, I think you have a problem that's further beyond what our expertise. So they refer you to a specialist, and that's exactly what a home inspector would do. If we suspect that there may be, let's say, a cracked heat exchanger doing our inspection on the HVAC unit, our recommendation on the report, which we do on-site same day on our iPad, is that we say this needs to have a further review by a certified licensed HVAC contractor so that the homeowner can, A, get a better handle on what the problem is, and then, B, get a cost for either repair or replacement, because we're not contractors.
And, Rob, I assume that you've got a list of contractors in those different fields, from electricians to HVAC, plumbers, to help that homeowner?
Yeah, we've been building a list for the last 17 years, and we do that from talking and business networking, like here with you gentlemen here on this radio show, doing business-to-business networking with people that are true full-time professionals. And, again, with our next guest that we're going to be talking to, Tom, we do build those relationships with termite companies. I mean, I may find wood damage or wood rot could be possible infestation, but because of my limitation, I draw the line in the sand and I say if I suspect that there may be an infestation of termites or any other type of rodents, my recommendation would bring in a specialist like Tom from Pesco to do a further examination, because that is his specialty. So, you know, we try not to cross the line and say, you know, we're the jack of all trades. We're educated in our businesses to go out and visually inspect, detect a problem, and bring in a specialist.
I cringe when I hear the word examination. I think of my doctor. Oh, all right, Rob.
Obviously, there are a lot more questions than a lot of our listeners would have. So, Rob, how would they best contact you or find out more information?
Well, Randy, one of the best ways, we have a professionally maintained website that has video and comments and pictures. We always try to post updated pictures on our recent inspection section of investigativehomeinspection.com. Or we have a shorter version, is www.goihi.com. Or you can call me directly from my cell phone line. It's 770-995-6305.
Great. Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Dennis, for having me.
You're welcome. And our next guest for Partners for Success is Tom Sheldon, owner and operator of Pesco Exterminators. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it.
Tom, if you could tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
Well, we are a termite and pest control company. We protect homes all over northeast Georgia, from Lake Oconee all the way up to the city of Jasper and Big Canoe.
Wow, that's quite a bit of territory. Tom, how long you been in business?
Oh, seems like forever and a day, quite honestly. Actually, since 1979. Pesco will be 34 this July. Very proud of that.
So what's the best thing that came out of the 70s?
Well, it would be Pesco. Do we even have to ask that question? No, no, seriously, it is Pesco. Again, very proud of that fact. Good companies last 34 years. Bad companies last maybe 34 weeks. So we either have them fooled or we are actually doing our jobs.
Tom, I hear commercials every day about different systems and how to treat your house and what to look for. When we're talking termite bait systems, risk or reward, can you elaborate on that and clear that out for the folks?
Well, absolutely. Termite baiting systems, they give a lot of opportunities to ourselves and our customers. We can put bait systems in the ground for relatively low prices and still give a full guarantee to that home and that homeowner. Retreat, repair, unlimited damage. Termites get into the home, unfortunately. They do some damage. Pesco is responsible for it. It also gives the nice benefit of the fact it is a green solution. We are not dumping a few hundred gallons of chemical. Product, things you don't want around your house. It's a bait system. It's all contained. And, of course, it's monitored every quarter, and we keep an eye on it for the homeowner.
So let me get this correct. They pay a fee once a year. You monitor the system, and you warranty from any future damage from termite.
Exactly. We are at that house every quarter, and there are monitoring fees, and they are paid once a year. And we come out, we keep an eye on the house, check the house as well, and you're right. If there's a problem, if you have a wall that suddenly has funny little holes in it, maybe a window leaning out, something isn't quite right, we take care of that as well.
So termite guarantees, I guess, retreat or repair. Okay.
Honestly, as a homeowner, if you have a guarantee, a termite guarantee in your home, you do want the repair guarantee. If you simply have a retreat, my worthless opinion, you're basically throwing your money away. In any situation, anyone you deal with, you want them to have as much of a dog in the hunt as you do. If I have a repair guarantee in your house, I'm looking at that house extra careful. I'm going over every inch. I'm bending over, standing on my head to see whatever I can possibly see because, hey, I'm responsible for it.
So when the homeowner purchases the home or sells the home, they have that termite letter, certification that everything's safe and secure.
They do. When Pesco guarantees a house, and if it is sold or refinanced, we do provide wood infestation reports at no charge for the homeowner. That's the least we can do in appreciation of their business. And you're right, that can be passed on to the next homeowner, and the guarantee transfers to the next homeowner as well.
Well, I know there are a lot of myths about termites. Some people have told me termites don't fly, and I believe that's certainly not the case, right?
Oh, my, do they ever. This is swarm season. If you see a few hundred, maybe even 1,000 bugs coming out of seemingly nowhere, the baseboard of your kitchen, a cloud of little flying insects, this time of year, it's probably termites.
Inside and outside, right?
Yes, sir. Their natural habitat is obviously dead wood. We build our houses out of it. They don't really know the difference. And they come up from the soil, get into the wood, and, yes, they will swarm out.
Wow, that's interesting. And when you sell your house and you have an existing termite contract on the house, how long does that last to the new homeowner?
It really depends on when they buy the home. Now, it's a yearly guarantee. You have an anniversary month. If your anniversary month is, say, in May, and you buy a house in June, well, you basically have a year's worth of guarantee. However, if you buy that house in April, you only have a month or so. That's just luck of the draw. I think there are sometimes agreements between sellers and buyers that they will try to prorate or actually purchase a year plus worth of guarantee for that new homeowner. And of course, that's out of our hands at that point. That's when we get to do creative math to figure out what's prorated. Again, that's up to a buyer and a seller.
Okay. And what about residential versus commercial construction? How does that differ?
Commercial construction can, believe it or not, have termite problems. Now, in most situations, a commercial building, a true commercial building, you've got a lot of concrete and steel. There's not a lot of damage that termites will do. However, the damage comes in at when a swarm comes up out of the middle of a floor or a wall, women standing, or even men for that matter, standing on their desk having a fit because their office is filled with all these thousands of little insects. I know earlier you asked about something funny you've seen. I've actually seen that. You would be surprised what little bitty bugs can do when they start flying.
And how does that differ between new construction and an older home?
We have the ability, to put bait around new homes. That is actually recognized as a pretreat now in the state of Georgia. It has been for a number of years now. We can go to new construction and put our bait around, our termite baiting systems around it, as if the house was 20 years old, was 5 years old, whatever, and protect that home just as well. And that gets into situations when dealing with scheduling, with builders and subcontractors. Basically, we bait these new homes after everything is done. The landscape is in. Sometimes the house is sold. Just depends on the timeline that the builder's working on. It eliminates the old days of when we were doing soil treatments, getting a call from the builder saying, hey, the cement truck's going to be here at 9 o'clock. Where are you at? And you happen to be in Roswell, and the house is in Buford. It created problems with scheduling. So bait systems have solved a lot of that. And again, at least with Pesco, you get that full guarantee on your house, whether it's new, 5 years old, 10 years old, whatever it may be.
For new homeowners, people who may be looking at building a home, mm-hmm. when is the right time to put the bait system in?
Literally when the house is done, the landscaping's in, the mulch is in, the bushes are in, whatever. Obviously, the final grade would be done by then. That's when you call the bug man out and put a bait system in.
Great.
Monitoring.
Is there any treating prior to that, like the foundation or the walls? Is there any concerns or just wait for the bait system?
The baiting system is recognized as standalone. Now, if you would like to have the soil treated, by all means do it. Nothing is foolproof. Nothing is 100%. So the more layers of protection you put on a property, the better you're going to be. Have the slabs treated before they're poured with a liquid product. Have the backfill treated with a liquid product. But having said that, your bait systems are standalone.
Okay. Let me ask you this. We talked about guarantee. Just like a car, you have a warranty, and you can get the extended warranty. You pay for what you get.
Right.
And with a house, it's your most valued, I should say, investment.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you either pay now or pay later. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like to me you want to make sure that your certificate's up to date, you pay your yearly annual fee, and guarantee safe passage for your home so you don't have any hidden problems that come up.
It's one less thing a homeowner needs to worry about or actually has to worry about. Pesco, we do our jobs. Again, 34 years says we have. Giving the homeowner some ease of mind of knowing that their house is protected, and at the same time, if something does go wrong, we're there to take care of that as well.
Interesting. Well, based on that, how do you know where do you set your repair guarantee dollar value at?
That is a mystical number that we had a giant bonfire and we danced around it and chanted and hopped on one foot and came up with a number. It just appeared in the smoke somehow. It was amazing. No, I'm kidding.
That's great. Well, it is Buford.
I know it is. And well, it was actually Lilburn before that. So yeah, never mind.
Okay. Well, I understand, talking about money, that you have a special for our listeners.
We do. Anyone listen to Radio X, we are actually offering to the listeners, if they go to our website and contact us, we will provide the baiting system and the installation for free. All they pay is the monitoring cost, which they would pay on a yearly basis from then on out, obviously, the monitoring cost. But the bait itself, the system itself, and the installation is on me if they contact us on the website, and they are a listener.
Wow. That's a great opportunity for anyone out there listening. Tom, let me ask you this. If people have problems with roaches, ants, squirrels, other insects or bigger insects or critters, how do you perform and what do you offer in that?
We do. We take care of a variety of pests such as that. And on a side note, wildlife, the squirrels, the rats, the mice, a little bit different world there. But we do more exclusion work with them, keeping them out of the house, as let alone just trying to get rid of them. But when you get back to the things we don't want to talk about, the ants having morning coffee with you, the roaches scaring the daylights out of you when you flip a light on, we have a program where we focus primarily on the outside of the house. We do everything we can. It lowers the exposure you have to the products we use. The products we have are very, very safe, but less is more. Less is always more. We go into the house if we have to, as far as servicing and treating. But I'd like everyone to realize that when we do our treatments, it's not just some guy walking around because he's there spraying everything he looks at, or just spraying for, I don't like that word, spraying. A treatment consists of many things. It could consist of just simply taking a flashlight out and taking your time and looking into places. A treatment may be something mechanical, moving something, fixing something. It doesn't mean, and I shudder when I say this, just spraying. We don't just spray.
Well, if you spray, you wipe it away. It sounds like you guys roll up your sleeves and get in there on your hands and knees and assess the situation and address it and fix it in a proper manner.
You have to. You have to. We try desperately to do stuff right the first time, and that's a very abused and used saying. But honestly, if we don't, we don't have a lot of time to go back and redo something, because we're growing as well, thank goodness. We've also survived these last few years, and PESCO's done very well. So we don't have a lot of time to go back and redo stuff.
Right. And you mentioned spraying, and I cringe too when I hear that word, because I think kids and I think my dogs and pets and do I want all this stuff sprayed all over the place? So, I can appreciate that, but what's the safety level for, humans and pets after a treatment?
We can get into a lot of scientific biology and stuff that I'm even confused about, but there are marker numbers for those who want to know. LD50 of a product, LD50 tested in labs. Long story short, the higher the number, the better. Believe it or not, table salt, something many of us use, has an LD50 of around 40. That's a very low number.
I didn't know that.
Everyone cringe, 40, 47, something like that. Someone's going to go to my website and say, no, it's 48, but it's a low number. The products we use are in the 40,000s. It used to be you put 2 or 3 ounces of something in a gallon of water. Now we're putting about a half of an ounce into a gallon of water. You're looking at less than 1% of active ingredient. And we're getting a little technical, but Your exposure is very, very little. And what some forget is we're humans, the guys of PESCO exterminators. We are human, and we do have to use this every day. And proper attire. Long sleeves are nice to use, gloves, goggles if need be. You know, we give our guys the proper equipment. Hopefully they use it. That may be the trick.
I hope so, too. It sounds like we've covered quite a bit. There was one more thing I'd like to cover in the insect world. And boy, you know, I have a lot of woods at my house, but fleas and ticks. And I see trucks driving on the highway in 85 that say mosquitoes and all that good stuff. And I'm thinking you actually do it all, and you're able to treat all the needs.
We can take care of yards with fleas and ticks, with the proper signage and so forth. It can all be done properly. Mosquitoes is a world that Pesco really does not get into.
Okay.
It involves a public health license. And with no knock on those of the public health world, that's just one more license. It would be one more set of training that I would have to go through. And I like my ability to sell termites, so I'll stick with it.
Okay.
Well, Tom, from that standpoint, where do you really see your business going in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to move it down to Mexico, down to Cancun, and just hang out. And I'm kidding again.
I'm getting into the pest control business with him.
I'm telling you, it's something. No. Another little side note to those listening. The way we have grown, at least substantially in a short amount of time, is buying other companies. I have bought a number of smaller pest control companies over the last several years. That is always an option, and I like that option. If there is someone listening, and or if they know of someone who is maybe struggling a little bit, maybe is fed up with it, the pest control industry, that is, and they're looking maybe at options, selling a company or something like that, I'm very open to that. I would love over the next 5 years to absorb by 2-3 companies. That would be very nice.
Great. Well, for those that are listening that might be candidates for you to purchase, or candidates even better that would be customers, how should they best reach out to you?
The easiest way is go to our website, PESCOGA, PESTCOGA.com, PESCOGA. There's a very simple form on the homepage. You can fill it out. It goes actually directly to me, so even if you just really didn't like what I said today, you're welcome to use that too. Maybe I'm setting myself up there, but go to the website, please.
Okay, great.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us on our show today.
Thank you.
I think it was very educational for our folks out there, and the busy season's coming up with June, July, and August. Boy, we have ants all over the place, roaches, mosquitoes, you name it, squirrels.
Well, speaking of June, July, and August, Dennis, what's happening at Meridian Star this month?
Well, we're still trying to get a hold of our friend and buddy, Roddy White. We're working on getting him on the show. He has some camps coming up here in the community, so he's going to be working with some schools and some kids. It's always great to see an athlete give back to the community and work with the kids of the future. And also with Meridian Star, we have coming up is our POS program. Has been a great foundation for us for managing restaurants and retail stores. I call it a cash management program. It does one-stop shop every need that they need to run their business, from payroll to food costs to sales, all kinds of services that's needed, this new texting and email program for marketing. So look us up, Meridian Star, for our next POS program.
Great. And thanks, everyone, for joining us today on Partners for Success. Our guests have been Rob Donahue, owner of Investigative Home Inspection in Beaufort, Georgia, and also Tom Sheldon, owner of Pesco Exterminators in Beaufort, Georgia as well. Remember, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 on the Business Radio X station. You can also listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by logging onto our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, but we're always there when you need us. Call us at 1-855-MER-STAR.
And a special thanks always to our all-star producer, Mike Salmon. Thanks for helping us.
And for Dennis Bonin, I'm Randy Hicks. We'll see you next time right here on Partners for Success.